What's up, well-beings? I'm Kelly Noonan-Gores, and this is the Heal Podcast. Every week, I interview the leading experts in health and wellness, as well as real people with extraordinary healing stories. Whether you want to heal a physical diagnosis, a mental health issue, a past trauma, or help heal our planet, the Heal Podcast is for you. Tune in every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee. Hello, friends. Happy Monday. I hope your weekend treated you well. Today is another Author's Corner check-in where I update you on what the heck is going on behind the scenes. So grab yourself a coffee or a cup of tea and let's catch up. We're going to start with today's Rosebud and Thorn. So my rose today is that I just finished my first week as a full-time writer and I am over the moon and pretty emotional about it, if I am honest. My thorn is that, y'all, I can't drink anymore. I had one glass of wine on Wednesday night, and it, like, messed me up. Like, I am officially too old to drink alcohol, I think. My bud is that the weekend is here, and I'm ready to reset. I'm going to go to the farmer's market. I'm going to enjoy the fall weather. I'm going to just, like, lounge around my house. I am so excited. Tonight, we're ordering ramen. We're watching a documentary. Like, this is... We're doing the fall weekend vibes, and I am here for it. All right, let's dive headfirst into today's episode. So first, what am I working on this week? So the week that this goes live, I will be editing chapter 2. I'll be doing my third round of edits on chapter 1, and I'll begin writing chapter 3. So all of that's happening. And also this week, I need to add in a layout day into my life where I work on the visual aspect of the book. Honestly, I've been kind of putting this off because it's not my strong suit. It doesn't really come naturally to me, but I need to get my life together. I need to make it happen. I think I'm going to maybe need to get, like, a monitor or, like, some form of a larger screen, because when I look at my laptop, it just, like, InDesign all of a sudden just blurs. Like, not literally, but just kind of, like, my brain shuts down. It's just so small on my laptop that, like, every time I open it, my brain is like, oh, no. So if you have monitor recommendations, or if you are a yes person and want to give me full permission to buy an iMac, shoot me a DM. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Now, life updates and changes. I'm currently learning and practicing the art of moving more slowly. I'm trying not to rush myself through the day. I've always kind of lived each day just trying to fit in as much stuff as I could, and that was fun, but it's not really serving my creativity right now, so I'm trying to allow for that urge to pass when it arises. This morning when I felt myself thinking, like, I'm running late, even though there's nowhere that I had to be, I really had to, like, pause and breathe and just take my time, trust that I can still get it all done, even if it's not as, like, hurried as I'm used to. I've also kind of in the same vein of just, like, lowering my expectations for myself, slowing down. I've changed my grocery shopping routine pretty significantly. I know that sounds small, but it's actually really big for me. I used to shop, like, I would plan out all of our meals for the week. I would go to the store, I'd buy all of the things that we needed for the meals, and, like, down to the tea. And then I would clean out my fridge. It was just, like, a big production that I did, like, once a week, every single week. And it was really draining me, and I was becoming kind of resentful about it. And so I just kind of decided to do it differently. I'm taking several small trips to the grocery store instead of one big trip. And this also allows me to say, hey, husband, can you run to the store and grab these three things for me today? Instead of it all being, like, on me because I was trying to control how it was done. So yeah, I've just started shopping a little bit multiple times per week instead of, like, one giant trip with, like, a strict meal plan. And it's kind of based off of this idea that I'm trying to live more like I do when I'm on vacation, or like the French do when they aren't even on vacation, just, like, in regular life. Just being in the moment, slowing down, buying food for, like, the day or two that are here, you know, eating more fresh food, buying bread from local bakeries, going to the local butcher, getting any kind of meat we're going to eat, or going to the farmer's market and getting our veggies, just kind of feeling more intimate with the things that I do and enjoying these like simple, slow luxuries. Kind of all in all, my focus right now is on prioritizing pleasure and allowing myself to slow down. So my grocery shopping trips are kind of like an offshoot of that. And all of this slowing down is really to make room for what I'm calling the fertile void. I don't know where I heard that phrase, but I like wrote it down when I heard it, because that's the perfect definition of like what I'm trying to create for myself, is just enough emptiness that I can't help but birth creative ideas and things. So that's the goal. Now, what am I reading, watching, and all of that this week? So I'm reading right now Memorial by Brian Washington. It's about a couple who are dealing with the loss of a father who wasn't a really a good father and kind of the complexities around that. It also deals with LGBTQ issues, cultural and racial differences. And in general, it's just a really beautiful look at the ordinary, complex emotions of long-term relationships. I would say I'd give it a solid 4 out of 5. Like, it's not like going to be one of my favorite books of all time, but it is a very good book. What I'm watching right now is I started watching You on my flight back from LA. This is season 3. I've seen all the other seasons. This season is wild. It's fun. It's a really fun show. My small joy from this week, Obi is studying creative writing, and I'm writing this book, and we've just been able to read our work to each other and give each other feedback. The other day, we had this like beautiful dream day together. We just kind of like read our work to each other and wrote, and we had lunch together, and we went and had coffee, and it was just like this beautiful, connective, creative thing. And I just had that moment where I was like, this was my dream life. Like, I never thought this would really happen. I always hoped that this would happen, and it's here, and I just want to like savor it. And what I'm learning, kind of in the same vein, is I'm learning that appreciation is half the battle to living a really great life. I think just looking around and seeing how much there is enough to turn a bad day into a good one. Right, I've learned this lesson before like a million times, but I'm relearning, and it's a great reminder to stay present with the small moments of beauty in each and every day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Papa and Barkley. I am the kind of person who is used to a very fast pace, and my mind moves as quickly as I have traditionally moved. And I'm working really hard to slow down. And it's like my mind is like, hey, no, we don't slow down over here. And there is a lot of talk about all of the benefits of CBD. And I've personally found, you know, I find it hard to find a reliable product, like doing the research. How do you know if something's good? How do you know that it works? But Papa and Barkley create award-winning CBD solutions for pain, stress, sleep, and everyday wellness. And unlike less effective CBD brands, they have an unmatched, clean, chemical-free, whole plant process with proven results. So in those moments where my mind wants to move way faster than is right for me right now, a little bit of CBD has been such a game changer. It's such a nice thing to have on my team. It's natural. It's easy. It doesn't make me feel out of sorts. It just calms me down. Papa and Barkley founder Adam Grossman created the groundbreaking relief balm to ease his father's debilitating back pain. So from that powerful homemade balm, Papa and Barkley has expanded to a full line of topical balms, oils, tinctures, and capsules, all made with 100% natural, clean ingredients and whole plant, full spectrum CBD. Today, they're the number one cannabis wellness company in California, and with their new CBD relief line, they can ship nationwide. Their CBD relief balm delivers hours of comfort with simple plant-based ingredients. In an at-home use test with over 300 participants, users reported a 40% reduction in daily discomfort in just 1 week of using the balm. The award-winning CBD oil Relief Drops is their fastest metabolizing daily wellness option for easing daily stress, discomfort, and supporting a good night's sleep. I keep some just in the top drawer at my office on the days that I cannot slow down enough to just focus and sit still. Papa and Barkley is on a mission to improve lives through CBD in its purest, cleanest form possible. Go to papaandbarkleycbd.com/egram for 20% off your first purchase. That's 20% off for new customers at papaandbarkleycbd.com/egram. Thank you, Papa and Barkley, for supporting the podcast. And when it comes to the book and my process, right now I am obsessed with editing this book. Honestly, that was not my experience with the last one, like at all. I think by the time I had written the last one, I was like done. I was ready to be done with it. And we edited the entire thing after I had written it. So I think that was part of it as well. Whereas now it's poetry and it's essays, and for my brain, that just makes more sense. Like, I understand that kind of creative writing more than I understand technical writing in terms of like how to make it better. And so I'm editing every week. I have like an editing day, and it's kind of my favorite day. Just kind of getting it all laid out, refining it, consistently improving it. So my current editing process is I write the chapter, I send it to the type specific group that I've compiled, like a small group of people with that Enneagram type. They give me their feedback. I make the edits based off of their feedback. Then I print it out and I proofread it. So I'll highlight repetitive phrases or repetitive references. I highlight cliches and just try to write a more meaningful sentence where that cliche used to be. And then I can arrange it in the order that I like it. Just kind of how's the flow? Do I like the flow of the chapter? And then I put it all in the document that I would send to my editor. And eventually, in this, I'll be arranging it in design to like kind of get the layout the way that I want it. Like I said earlier, I haven't started that yet. And then finally, the writing process right now is every day I meditate in the morning, and then I write from like 8 to 9 a.m. And that's just where I kind of get my creative writing out, get the thoughts out, you know. And then around 2 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I have another kind of session where I sit down and just make that writing make sense, taking all of that like creative energy that I have in the mornings and refining it. It's kind of round one of the edits and expanding on it, and then I'll edit it on Tuesday. So that's kind of the process right now. It's been working so far, so really happy about that. And yeah, that's where I'm at. As always, friends, it's an absolute joy to catch up with you this way, and I'll see you Wednesday for the next episode.